Good morning, everyone. My name is Tracy Mader. I'm the head of product marketing for Syngenta Seeds. With me is Bruce Battles with agronomy research with Syngenta Seeds, and also Craig Abel, technical support rep for Syngenta Crop Protection. Over the next few minutes, we're going to share some formal slides. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges that growers have this upcoming growing season and also into the future. In addition to that, we're going to talk about how our research and development commitment of in excess of $1 billion a year, how we're trying to make that local to address individual grower needs so they can maximize the opportunity in front of them, the opportunity for yield, and also the opportunity to optimize profitability, what many would call the golden age of corn, soybean, and overall crop production. So at the end of our presentations, we'll take a few formal questions, and then the entire Syngenta team will be available out in the hallway for individual one-on-one interviews. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. Sort of our grower customers from Nebraska. I want all of you to think about the yield map to the right of the slide. What if that is your field? Would you plant corn or would you plant soybeans in 2011? What steps would you take in your local management mix to turn that entire yield map green? I ask our friends in the ag media, how many new technologies have they heard about, seen, or product launches they've encountered in the last 12 to 24 months? If you were going to plant corn on that field, would you go with the newest, latest, greatest trait stack? Well, if you are in Nebraska and you're going to plant corn on that field, you maybe encountered Goss's wilt for the very first time. What hybrids would you choose to defend yourself against Goss's wilt to turn that yield map green? Also, if you're planting corn, perhaps it's a plant performance decision that you need. You need timely fungicide to ensure that you have good standability, strong plants all the way through harvest. But perhaps it's a soybean decision that you're going to make. Perhaps for the very first time, you're no longer going to buy seed by pound, but by count. Or perhaps your local management mix needs to go beyond agronomy. Perhaps you need to consider GPS. Perhaps it's a risk management decision around crop insurance, grain hedging. Perhaps you need to buy inputs not only for this year, for the next 2 years. So as we think about turning that yield map green, and if that was your field, all of our growers today have to define their local marketing mix to do that. And there's a combination of technologies that are out there, more so than ever before. And once again, another proof point why this is a tremendous opportunity, perhaps the golden age for many growers in productivity, not only from commodity prices, but also from the tools that are available to them. So with Syngenta, we have global technology. We invest in excess of $1 billion a year. But that technology does not have value until you turn it local and you bring it to that individual field, that individual grower in the state of Nebraska. You see a collection of logos on this slide. Some of these logos represent product innovation. Some of these logos also represent access to information to help make this local management mix. Some of these logos also represent new levels of perhaps agronomic decisions, new ways to increase productivity. And then all of that is brought together by connectivity and an individual relationship. You see a picture of one of our sales reps and a grower customer. It is key that when you assemble this local management mix, that there's somebody that's accessible that really understands the technology and how it can be combined. Because each year is not the same. Mother Nature does not provide us the same management challenges year in and year out. Mathematically, it is possible for corn to yield 600 bushels per acre. But it's what Mother Nature deals us that we do not encounter those high levels of yield. And it's tools represented by these logos, we believe, that we can help growers optimize the opportunity, whether it's agronomic yield and profitability in this golden age. So with that, I'm going to ask Bruce Battles to share a little more insight about a couple of these tools. Bruce?
Thank you, Tracy. Good morning. My name is Bruce Battles. I work with agronomy research, managing agronomy research programs that I get the opportunity to look at a lot of pest management type positions and understand how that interacts with our corn and soybean portfolio as well. It's likely that those of you in the room here today have heard us talk and speak at some time about the 238 million bushels of grain loss, which equivalates to roughly about $1.1 billion worth of lost value in the corn market on a year-to-year basis annually. Also, I'm sure most of you are familiar that we've talked about the multi-pest complex as a means of why that where that damage has occurred from, those losses have occurred from. Those losses have really become apparent not only from just one individual pest occurring, but it's really the components of all those pests brought together that we talked about as a multi-pest complex. Not only at high above economic level thresholds, but often at sub-economic levels that occurred, often at levels that we wouldn't manage to treat. Most of our focus to date has been on managing individual pests at individual economic threshold levels, whereas now we're attempting to challenge that new dimension of thinking about this from a multi-pest complex, and how do we manage those losses that are occurring at smaller individual increments, but once told together, add up to much greater quantity. At Syngenta, we've worked over the last 2 to 3 years at developing new tools to help bring awareness around this and start to create solutions around this. One of those tools here you see in front of us on the screen here is the multi-pest threshold calculator, which we'll speak more about here, and also around technology-based type of solutions that can help apply the information we learn from a multi-pest threshold calculator and to a management practice on every acre out there in the fields. As we go through this, though, you can see there's really multiple steps that are involved in our multi-pest complex calculator here that is a unique set of software that's available through our GARS, Golden Harvest, and NK brands that they can work with growers on individual levels around. One of the first things you notice there is in the previous screen before this is on the first step is individual input levels at a local level. So plugging in dimensions around what state you're in, how many acres you're farming, and typically how many refuge acres you would apply to those, all those relevant information that comes to that. The next step in that is understanding what that pest pressure is for your individual farm and those specific geographies that you're farming in as well. We've collaborated closely with a lot of university officials there and researchers in helping develop this tool. And we've actually gotten, you can see the second column over, is some default settings that will automatically appear and change based on the geography you're in that you plug in for that location. But the uniqueness thing about this tool is that we realize that those are starting points and that pest pressure may change for your farm and your acre. And you have the ability to go in and change those and take certain pests out of the spectrum or add more damage to particular pests that have been more problematic for you in the past. And with that, we can see the next column over gives you, based upon those insect level damage levels, what type of dollar amount we are seeing typically lost. In this particular example, you can see there was three pests that provided economic damage there, or provided damage, being the first one black cutworm, the middle one fall armyworm, and the last one corn earworm in our example here. You also see the next column over lists the costs that would be applied for managing those pests individually through crop protection-based type of products as well. And, you know, it's in this situation we have not used all those because we were below economic thresholds, and a lot of those practices would never have taken place because we never exceeded threshold levels. And based upon that, we're assuming some loss there and yield potential at those as well. One of the nice things about this tool, though, as you can see in the upper right-hand box, is that it points out by utilizing a trait such as Agriculture Viptera 3111, that does meet and manage all these particular insects that we outlined here in this, even at those sub-economic levels, we recovered a roughly about a $27,000 worth of farm value on this particular example. If we went back to the original tab that we plugged in, the parameters we used for this, we actually used a 1,500-acre farm based in Indiana. So at current commodity prices, or at the commodity price of $3.50 grain. At current commodity prices, that's going to change dramatically, obviously, too, only increasing that number. So with this, so this is a really unique tool that allows us to think about things at a farm level with the unique and challenging problems that everybody has in different geographies, and then start to apply solutions such as AgriSure VIP Terra 3111 to manage that type of solution. Next, we want to move on to an issue that's rising in the minds of our growers, and that is managing resistant weeds, and we're going to allow Craig Abel to speak more on that.
Good morning. I'm Craig Abel. I'm a technical support representative for Syngenta, and this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about weed management. And for many of us, we probably started our careers on the farm with mechanical weed management. But as we look at 2011 and beyond, that's become a little more complex and able to manage weeds with the evolution of resistance and probably most importantly, glyphosate resistance. But we have a tool here. It's a newly redesigned tool. It's a resistance fighter, and it is a way for a grower to basically log on to this site. He can input his local data, his local information, and come up with some solutions. We have an example here of a grower from Boone County, Iowa. He's growing GT corn, and he wants a two-pass weed management program. He's conventional tillage, and he's having trouble controlling giant ragweed. And so a grower can get some examples to be able to utilize on his own farm here. The tools was built with the collaboration of many university weed scientists, as well as resources from the Weed Science Society of America. So what a grower inputs is information, and he's going to come up with some ways to manage weeds that are probably going to be different than what he's currently doing today. As we look at standalone total post applications of glyphosate, in many parts of the Midwest, that's no longer a viable option. So what a grower might expect to see from this tool, for example, in a burn-down situation, you'd probably look at an alternative mode of action. One example of this may be a Gramoxone Intion. This will help remove the selection pressure from glyphosate on that acre. The next step would be a soil residual products, and that's something that probably we've had a trend we've gone away from in past years. As we look at the future, we're probably going to go back to utilizing full rates of soil residual herbicides with multiple modes of action. This tool, a couple of examples could be the use of Lexar or Lumax in corn. And a soybean, an example could be a boundary or prefix. As far as post programs, this tool will help design also post-emergence programs for mid-season applications. And as opposed to a standalone glyphosate, it's probably going to recommend mixtures with other modes of action and utilization of products that are post-applied that will have residual as well. A couple of examples, one in corn would be Halix GT, and then as we look at soybean, Flexstar GT would be an option here as well. This tool is available at resistancefighter.com. A grower can log on and utilize this himself, or at the same time in the field, we will have local sales reps that will be able to work with the grower, work through the tool, and design a weed management program to help alleviate resistance on his farm. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig and Bruce. So let's close with where we started, and that's with the grower. So we've talked about how grower needs and grower insights have shaped and driven our research and development strategy, but it also impacts overall corporate strategy. Syngenta is committed to leading a step change in productivity in agriculture. To us, the overall industry challenge for all of us is relatively clear. By 2050, 9 billion people. Feed, fuel, fiber, clothing. Technology and productivity is going to be essential to meet those needs. But with that, all of that has to be local. We have to take this global technology and these global platforms and make them relevant to address that individual grower's challenges he has in that field to make that yield map green. And that challenge is going to vary year to year and even within that field. Growers have been integrating technologies and have more technologies to integrate on their farm than ever before. And with our strategy, we're going to do that as well, taking our resources, our capabilities, our insights, and our knowledge, in addition to our product capabilities around crop protection leadership, proprietary GM traits, diverse genetics and also all the experience and research and capabilities and integrate that into new solutions. In addition to that, is a continued commitment to innovation. Innovation is key to deliver technology to maximize yield and deliver this commitment. So once again, R&D commitment across multiple platforms, GM traits, crop protection, and seed care, and also overall production technology. And then also a culture commitment to outperform for the growers' needs, outperform for the needs of our resellers, our retailers, and all of our stakeholders. And we believe as we come together and as we do that, we can do the following. We can help the industry to collectively grow more from less, and that's going to be essential to meet this challenge by 2050. We're going to have to grow more from less as an industry on less water, less fuel and energy, and also less available carbon. And we believe to integrate, to innovate, and to outperform, Syngenta is uniquely positioned in the industry to do that, to meet the needs for current grower customers and also the future grower farmer that we see pictured in this slide. So with that, we will take a few questions as time allows, and then we'll do individual interviews in the hallway. Thank you.